to get there, back to my starting point. I had been in the remote reaches of Brooklyn. That night I got very drunk, which was usual. But I remembered everything, which was very unusual. I remembered going through what my sister assured me was my nightly procedure of trying to find Willie Seabrook's name in the telephone book. I remembered my loud resolution to find him and ask him to help me get into that asylum he had written about. I remembered asserting that I was going to do something about this, that I couldn't go on. I remembered looking longingly at the window as an easier solution, and shuddering at the memory of that other window 3 years before, and the 6 agonizing months in a London hospital ward. I remembered filling the peroxide bottle in my medicine chest with gin in case my sister found the bottle I hid under the mattress. And I remembered the creeping horror of the interminable night in which I slept for short spells and woke dripping with cold sweat and shaken with utter despair to drink hastily from my bottle and mercifully pass out again. "You're mad. You're mad. You're mad," pounded through my brain